The photography of Sue Rinsky was real vital. She quickly became like the official staff photographer, and she was just the best. Jerry and I were monkeying around a little with photography, but I think he admit neither of us had the patience for it. And Sue would sit off to the side of the stage, and she would wait and wait and wait. You know, this is all pre-digital. She'd wait to get the perfect shot, and she might spend an hour and just shoot like three frames or something. And her stuff, you know, it holds up really well. She's still doing exhibits in France and stuff right now. But Niagara was just handy. I mean, a friend of ours, David Keeps, threw one of the first punk shows at U of M, and that's where we met Ron Ashton. We got invited to come early, so we got to hear Ron tell stories. And it's too bad he's gone, because nobody told better stories than Ron. You know, in that book, Please Kill Me, and some other books, the through line, the best raconteur is Ron. You know, because Ron was there in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. So he really knows his stuff. But so we would have met Ron then, and then we met Niagara, and she started talking about her art shortly after that. So we were looking to do something kind of different on the cover. So, yeah, we had her. Although the artwork on the cover is actually, I think it was a Sue Rinsky photo that was just as a dropout. And then the pen and ink on the back, though, was her.